I want to start with something that's been bothering me, and it's not the clever part.
Go on.
You told me the block queue only ever gets appended to. Nothing is edited, nothing is removed. New blocks go on the end.
That's right.
Then a block turns out to be wrong, and you said a marker gets written, but the wrong block is behind me. I've already read it. I've already done work with it. How does a marker on the end reach something I did 10 minutes ago?
That's the right question, and I skipped it. Let me build the thing properly, because once you see what a queue row actually is, the answer is almost boring.
Please.
The queue is a table. Every row has a number and id, and that number only goes up. Row 41, row 42, row 43. The id has nothing to do with the block number. It's just the order things were written down.
Fine.
And a consumer, the thing reading the queue, holds exactly one number, the id of the last row it finished. That's its entire memory.
So it says, I'm up to 43, and asks for anything after that.
That is literally the query. Give me the rows above my number in order, and I'll work through them and move my number up.
All right, so where does the marker go?
On the end, like everything else. If block 100 goes bad, the producer writes a new row, say row 44, and that row says block 100 is no longer real.
A row on the end, talking about something from earlier.
A row on the end, talking about something from earlier. That's the whole trick, and it's the bit I didn't say.
Oh.
The retraction doesn't go backwards to find you. You go forwards and find it.
Because I'm always behind.
Because every consumer is always behind. You're at row 43. Row 44 is the retraction. You'll get to it in a moment, in order, exactly like a normal block.
And I already processed block 100 at row 42.
You did, so when you reach 44, you undo it. That's one of the two cases.
There's a second.
The slow consumer. Suppose you're way behind, you're at row 30. Block 100 is sitting at row 42, and its retraction is at row 44. You haven't touched either yet.
Then I'd process block 100 and then immediately undo it. Pointless.
So the query doesn't give it to you. When it looks for your next row, it checks whether a later row retracts that same block, and if one does, it skips it. You never see the doomed block at all.
So the same mechanism covers both. If I've done it, I get told to undo it. If I haven't, it's hidden from me.
One ordered list, and where you are in it decides which of those you get. That's it. That's the whole retraction mechanism.
Right, that I understand. Now I want the other thing, because I don't think I actually know what a balance is.
Then that's the next piece, because everything interesting hangs off it.
When the site says this address holds 400 of something, where is that number?
In a table. Address, token, value, one row, the value is just sitting there.
And how does it get there?
A job walks a range of blocks, works out every movement in them, adds it all up per address, and applies it.
Applies it, not writes it.
Applies it, this is the important word. It doesn't recompute the balance from scratch. It takes what's in the row and adds a difference to it.
Why not recompute?
Because recomputing means summing every transfer that address has ever made. 5 years of them, for every address in the block, you would never finish.
So the number in that row is a running total.
It's a running total. It has been added to thousands of times, and nobody has ever checked it from first principles.
Then if a block gets retracted, that total is wrong.
That total is wrong by exactly the amount that block contributed.
And you can't recompute it to fix it, for the same reason you couldn't build it that way.
Correct, so you do the only other thing available. You work out what that block contributed, the same sum you did on the way in, and you subtract it instead of adding it.
The same calculation, with a minus sign.
Almost exactly. In the code, it's the same query with a flag on it. Rewind, true. It finds the movements belonging to that one block and applies them backwards.
That's satisfying.
It's the cheapest correct thing. You never rebuild the total, you just take back the one contribution that turned out to be false.
Okay, so when the marker arrives, who does that subtraction?
Now we're at the part that confused me too, so let me be careful.
Confused you?
I had it wrong the first time, and the reason I had it wrong is worth the detour.
Go on then.
There are several jobs reading that queue. One of them writes blocks into the database, call it the block stage. Another one does the balance accounting. Different jobs, same queue, each with their own number.
And they both reach row 44.
They both reach row 44 in their own time. And here is the thing, the block stage, when it handles that marker, deletes the block's rows and does the balance subtraction. Both, in the same breath.
The block stage does the balances, that's not its name.
It isn't, and that's exactly why I misread it. But it is what happens, the orphan path runs the delete, and then runs that rewind query.
Then what does the accounting job do when it gets there?
Nothing. Its handler for a retraction is one line long. It returns nothing and moves on.
That was my next question, and I was going to call it a bug.
I called it a bug. Then I read what the other job does, and I was wrong.
So nothing doesn't mean nothing needed doing.
Nothing means not mine. Somebody upstream already did it by arrangement, and doing it again would subtract the same block twice.
That's a much scarier sentence than it looks.
It is, because the correctness of a one-line function that does nothing lives entirely in a different job's code.
So how would you ever catch that going wrong?
You wouldn't easily. That's the honest answer. A consumer that does nothing looks identical whether it's right or whether everybody assumed somebody else was handling it.
Is there a chain that does it the other way?
Solana. There the accounting job owns its own undo, and it's a lot more work. It fetches the orphan block again, reads the balances the block itself recorded before it ran, and writes every account back to what it was.
It keeps the before picture.
The block carries it, so the undo is a restore rather than a subtraction.
Why the difference?
Because of how that data is stored, each balance is stamped with the slot that last wrote it, so a subtraction isn't enough. You have to put the older stamped value back.
And is that better or worse?
It's more honest and it costs more. The job that owns the undo has to be the only copy running. One replica, no rolling deploys. If two copies were going, one could rewrite the balances the other just restored.
A deployment rule that exists because of undo.
That's what owning your own inverse actually costs.
All right, what about everything downstream? Search, the alerts, the live feed.
The enrichment job doesn't undo anything itself. It takes the marker and writes it onto the next queue, so the retraction carries on to whoever is reading that.
It's a relay,
and search deletes its documents when it gets there, same as the block stage.
And the alert that already went to my phone
doesn't come back. There's nothing to undo it with. The thing that sends messages has no chain data at all, and by the time it's sent, it's on your telephone.
And the live feed already showed it,
and nobody sends a correction. The accepted position is that a retracted transfer almost always gets included again a moment later, so what you saw becomes true. That's a real bet, and it's written down as one.
Give me the whole thing from the top.
The queue only grows, and every reader holds one number, how far it's got. A retraction is a new row on the end that names an older block, so it reaches you by going forwards, and if you were too slow to have processed that block, the query hides it from you instead. Balances are running totals that nobody recomputes, so undoing a block means running its own sum backwards. Each job declares what it does about a retraction. Delete the rows and subtract the balances. Do nothing because another job already did, or pass the marker along. And the ones that already told a human are simply wrong for a moment, deliberately.